AM. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're getting into the hunting season now, and we're hoping for some cool weather. Cutting corn all over the place here in Maryland, cutting the soybeans. And, it puzzles me to some degree how you see some standing corn that's a little bit green, and the rest of it's been cut a week ago. And same way with soybeans. Soybeans are brown, and other fields are yellow, and another field beside that will be green. I guess it has to do with when they plant those particular crops. If you plant, your crop of soybeans a week after you planted the first crop, it's going to be a little later till you cut it. And I guess they've got it all timed out. But it's interesting to see all the machinery out there on the highway. A lot of big old corn picking machineries out there in the field these days. And so I haven't heard if anyone is finding any deer carcasses while they're cutting the corn. Maybe you could fill me in on that. I've talked to a few people, but nobody seems to mention the EHD deer found this year, at least here on the shore, like they did the last several years. So I guess we'll wait and see. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Not too much.
Not too much?
I'm still standing up and looking down to the top of the grass. So.
Well, that's the main thing right there.
Yep.
As long as you're doing that, that's right.
Yep.
So you're getting along okay.
Yep,
got it. So I think about you every now and then, my friend, and I get through Chestertown, it's like, oh, Glenn lives here. I should have called or something, but, it's just, let's see, what did I do this week? I had a deer, I don't know if I said this last week or not. I picked up a deer that was mounted by Don Travis, and just because of old age, I guess, the nose, the finish they put on the nose had cracked a little bit, and it needed some cleaning. So it had hung in my front room in Baltimore County for years, and I took it up there and they rehabbed it a little bit, cleaned the rack up, cleaned the eyes up, cleaned the hide and repaired the nose. It looks beautiful now. And I looked at it. I killed that deer in 2000 with my muzzleloader, one of the most memorable muzzleloader hunts I can remember, a big 10 point. But I was there in Chestertown. Where else did I go this week? I was all over the place. I was up in Massey and Golts and down in Delaware, down in lower Delaware, down in Sussex County. I didn't go anywhere west this week. I went to Baltimore and around that region. I was up in Harford, Cecil Counties. Didn't do Southern Maryland either. Yesterday I stayed fairly close to home, and did go to Dorchester County a little bit, but stayed pretty close here. So wasn't a giant week of traveling, but it was okay. Did all right. Had no big issues. So I'm glad to hear that that you're still listening, buddy, and you're doing good. All right, well, good luck giving away a muzzleloader and the fishing tackle today. I think Tim's going to call us about 6:30 or so, and We'll give that away, and we'll give that muzzleloader away to some lucky listener. Same way with the fishing tackle. If you'd like to get in on the deal here the last week, we're giving away a CVA muzzleloader with a Hawk rifle scope specifically designed for muzzleloaders and slug guns, a 3x9x40. And Hawk has generously provided the scopes for the muzzleloaders, so CVA is with us on the muzzleloaders, and that's the CVA Wolf with a stainless steel barrel and synthetic stock. So all you got to do is give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Give your name and number to Aaron. That would be your first name, your last name, and your phone number, an accurate phone number. And should you win, at the end of this show, we'll give away both. The way that works is Aaron provides me with a list. Every name on the list gets a number. Tim will do the random number generator for the fishing tackle. I'll do the random number generator for the muzzleloader contest. Whatever number corresponds to whatever name is the winner. And that's how it works. Back in the day when I used to go in the studio, I always wore my hat. Had a roll of tickets, a roll of double tickets. I put everybody's number next. I put a number on all the tickets. I'd shake the hat up, and whoever my producer was at the time would pull a number out, and that's how you won back then. That was before the random number generator on your phone, so it was pretty cool. Anyway, 410 WC. Glenn, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see who we've got on the line. Mike in Pasadena. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good.
Hey, you were just talking about the taxidermy stuff. I got a question. Is there anybody local that does blue crabs?
Local as in who's local? Where is local?
I'm over Pasadena. I mean, it doesn't have to be in Pasadena, but...
I understand.
Like if your guy does, or anybody you recommend, I'd like to get a nice blue crab hung on the wall.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that the largest crab ever taken in Maryland was taken by a man named Hunter. Jerry Hunter had Hunter Seafood, our sponsor, for years. And that giant crab, it was 10 3/8, 10 5/8, 10 5/6, something well over 10.5 inches. And Jerry had that crab mounted and put on his wall there in the seafood house. And then I think it fell off the wall, and he took it to his house or something. I can't remember. But he asked me if I knew anybody who could repair it. And I recommended Don. Now, Don is not involved in the business anymore. He sold it. It's now Shore Taxidermy. And Eric Sutton is the owner, and I'm sure they could do the same work that Don did and get that crab done for you. He's in Chestertown and Shore Taxidermy, and work with him in the magazine. He's a sponsor of the Bucks, Bears, Stags record book, and he does my rack on a plaque stuff. You know, when I get a deer that I'm not getting mounted and I want to keep the rack, it's a rack on a plaque. So he does that for me. But, yeah, if you want to call him, you certainly can. It's Shore Taxidermy in Chestertown.
Sounds good. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All the old school remedies, putting it, burying it in the sand.
No. Just take the crab in. Just take the crab in. And, I don't, you know, it comes to my mind that maybe Jason Poole at Poole's Taxidermy out in in Carroll County, between Liberty Town and Eldersburg, he has a freeze dryer. You might want to call him and see if freeze drying is the way to go. See if he mounts blue crabs. I'm not sure. Well, did he go away? Okay. Well, I was doing another recommendation there. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Todd in Bel Air. Good morning, Todd. How are you? Hello, Todd. Did our phone service go out, Aaron? Okay. Todd, call back. Mike, you can call back if you want. That's correct, Clay. And Clay said, Robin will live forever with the random number generator. If I remember correctly, it was Robin who introduced it to us. Oh, guys, that's absolutely true, Clay. Yeah, well, I'll just do it on my phone. What do you mean? I'll just do it on my phone. What? Kathleen says, I like the hat number generator method. Yeah, old school. Way old school. Yes. I was reminiscing about some of the callers from years gone by that, you know, we don't hear from anymore. My mother-in-law was asking me yesterday about Fran, and we talked about Bill, the chiropractor from downtown who traveled all over the world, and Dean, who had the state record Northern Pike at one time. My first caller was Bert Gelvar. So, been a long run, folks. Coming up on 37 years here, so. But and things change. Boy, do they ever. But the more they change, the more they remain the same. I'm still here. We're still giving muzzleloaders away, and we're still taking calls from people who love the outdoors, who love to hunt, fish, crab. And we're waiting for your call, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Todd, give us a call back. And anybody else would like to call right now, we are wide open. So, how you doing, Aaron? Anybody calling in at the moment? I was just going to suggest that, you know. So, a lot of people have fireplaces in their home, but they don't use them anymore. And we were the same way here. Beautiful hole in the wall here in this back room, and when we rehabbed the back room, we said, what are we going to do with that fireplace? Well, we talked about it. We said, let's put a gas-fired insert in there. So we shopped. Oh, man, did we shop. And we wasted a lot of time until we got to Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We were met by people who knew what they were doing. They knew about the installation. They answered all our questions. They showed us the product. They explained the product. And so we decided to go that route. So we purchased our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert at Hearth America. They did the installation. They recommended a mason that they worked with who did the stonework. Beautiful job from floor to ceiling. Put the hearth on, put the mantle on, which is a piece of wood from a listener that came from a, I think, 1813 spring house in Carroll County. Beautiful old piece of rustic-looking wood. Did the chimney work, and here we are. Room-filling heat is just amazing. You press the button on the remote, the fireplace lights up. Looks just like a real fireplace because it's got the wood looking stuff in there. It's got the embers. I can't say anything bad about Backyard Billy's in Hearth America. They backed us up with all the service and stuff that we need. Absolutely perfect. So you too can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry Enviro and Regency and other top brands. And don't forget to check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. If you have a, you know, want to use your primary for your primary or even your alternative heat source. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook has a page. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Give them a call at 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's Hearth America is open 7 days a week. That's right off Route 50 at exit 44B Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge. Drummer Drive if you want to put it in your GPS. Graysonville, if it's heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen feelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun. It's
just a double. All right, we're back. Anybody on the line there, Aaron?
We are all caught out waiting for another caller.
Aaron, I can barely hear you, buddy.
We are all caught out waiting for another caller.
Very good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, talking among the deer hunters that I know, the acorn crop is extremely heavy this year, which is good. But for those of you who are putting out your corn piles and not getting any pictures, there's a reason. The deer are on the acorns. Now, we have no acorns on our little piece of property that we hunt. I mean, there might be a few trees here and there, but we've lost a bunch of trees. And the sightings on the trail camera are few and far between. I don't have a camera on the particular trail that leads from the bedding area to the feeding area. I have a couple little places that I know that we see deer, and they're on there. But I will tell you, it's been scarce sightings. I don't think that EHD has affected us too much. We had plenty of deer there earlier and a little bit later, but once the acorns started, you know, they switch. There's a transition that takes place every year when they switch from switch to the mast crops, and they'll be back on the ag crops here later on. But as long as there's acorns, they're going to go with that, because that's a white acorn has a very high protein and fat content that the deer need for bulking up just prior to the breeding season, the rut. So that's where we are. Let's see, we got some text here. You hear that beeping in the background? That's yeah. All right, let's see. All right. Well, folks, you are the ones that are doing the show. You're the producers this week. You're starting the content, creating the content. So how about giving us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Our guys have been measuring some deer, mostly last year's deer that are getting finished up at the taxidermist. And posting those on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. Just put one on this morning, a big one at Southern Maryland that made not only our record book, the Maryland record book, but also made it for the Boone and Crockett Club, the national records. So there's some big deer out there. There really are. We're seeing some great deer. I got the story from Don Brenneman the other day about his giant velvet buck, a 14 point. He started calling it the double seven because it showed 7 points on each side. And when it walked out and he saw it in person, he renamed it to double O seven. Oh, the O was like, oh my goodness, what a buck! So clever, double O seven. I loved it. But that'll be in the next. Next issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and will appear in the record book. So, no, John, not yet. Not going to tie any fishing knots just yet. I mean, maybe soon, because we need some callers. But we're getting a lot of texts. So, now we're getting music requests. Aaron, we're getting a music request. You got Johnny Cash in there? How High is the Water, Mama?
We can grab that for sure.
Take a look. We'll see if we can do that. We might be looking at some heavy weather here in the next week or so, huh? Looks like we got a couple of twin hurricanes coming up the coast. I hope not, but we will see. So, what else do we want to talk about? I saw something the other day about Pennsylvania's deer season, archery season, starting, I think, October 1st it begins. And, you know, the hunters are going to be faced with the full moon. And we can talk about hunting on the full moon. If you have any thoughts on that, we'd love to hear from you. Full moon and new moon definitely affect hunting success and fishing success as well. The gravitational pull of the moon affects the tides every day, twice a day. We've talked about the feeding trends of fish and wildlife, going up and down the scale as we get the, closer to the tides and so forth, high tide, low tide, and that type of thing. So we're just, I'm scouting around here for somebody, something. Another music request. Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. I can tell you something about that one. On my trip to Western Maryland last week, I can't tell you how many there were laying alongside the road. And, you know, that pervasive smell was out there quite often, even if I didn't see the evidence. Dead skunk. So it looks like the skunk population's in pretty good shape. Oh yeah, yeah. There's a piece of news. A squirrel attacked a people, sent them to the hospital in California. Chris sends me stuff too, all the time. Thank you, Kathleen, for that. Chris sent me something yesterday about ammunition. All these new calibers, all these new high-tech calibers. You know everybody thinks that this is the next new the newest caliber is the next greatest thing. And this writer compared them to the old calibers. You know. The, I don't know, 6mm something to, I'm trying to see where it is. And he always sends me stuff, about, at the end he puts show material. my goodness, well, I'll find it eventually, so. There it is. Do modern cartridges stack up? That's a good question. And it's good to compare some of this stuff. And the author, I'm not sure where this is from. Meat Eater. It's from Meat Eater. The 6mm ARC versus the 243. The 6.5 Creedmoor versus the 260 Remington. The 6.5 PRC versus the 270. And the difference is incremental, and it all the way out to like 600 yards. Well, you know, and the author makes it very clear that, you know, he gives you the numbers out to 600 yards just for the sake of giving you the numbers. But if you look at the graph, they're virtually identical with the new calibers stacking up to the old calibers. So I'm going to stick with my 270. I'm going to stick with my 300. Win Mag, because I know what they can do. I can handle those firearms fairly well. And, I'm not interested in gaining an extra 100 feet per second because I don't take those shots. And should I ever get the opportunity to travel back out west or to Canada and need those calibers for long-range shooting, I'll stick with the classics. You know, conversations we've had in the past about fishing lures, the old classic fishing lures. They still work. They absolutely still work. The old jitterbugs and Zaraspooks and hula poppers and Johnson Silver Minnow, they all still work. Everything still works. Fish are fish. Fish haven't changed. We have. We've evolved. We think certain lures are better than other lures. Well, they might work a little better. They might have a new color. You know, Tackle Box Tim. one of the things that he does with high tide lures, I can tell you, is he mimics the old classic bass colors, the old crawfish pattern, the old shad patterns, and things like that. The old Bagley's patterns from back in the mid-80s to mid-90s. You know, these are what classic lures now. I'm talking lures that, you know, I fished when I was a kid. Black jitterbug at night, big black jitterbug at night, frog-colored jitterbug, cream plastic worm. I've caught as many bass on an old 6-inch cream worm, purple cream worm, rigged with a number 2 eagle claw, than, you know, anything else. The old man's jelly worm, strawberry jelly worm or grape jelly worm. I mean, they'll catch fish just as great nowadays as all the new colors with all the new doodads and attachments and things like that and all the new rigging methods. And there are some rigging methods that are very, very effective. And I've used some of them, and they are. However, caught just as many fish back in the day. So 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Guys must be hunting, I think. Aaron, what do you think? No callers for that little bit of a segment there. Why don't we take our second break?
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
Whatever your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the vintage 3-9x40 straight wall marksman, featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope, specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the one that's going to be mounted on your muzzleloader if you win. It's the Vantage 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope. This scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mama, 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
All righty, 5 feet high and rising. Well, that got us through a little bit. Let's talk to Jim in Queenstown. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Fine, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I heard you talk about people that you don't hear from anymore, and I'm one of the people you don't hear from anymore. That's because I don't deliver newspapers in the morning anymore.
But
I wanted to let you know that I'm still here, and it's been 30-some years. I was delivering newspapers back in the 90s. I used to listen to you every morning. I was a guy with the mute swans.
Yep, we used to talk about the mute swans on your property and how big they were. I remember one day you said you walked up on one and he stood up in front of you and looked you in the eye.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's been a while.
They wanted that corn.
Yeah, they do. They do.
We used to feed them 10 5-gallon buckets of corn every day. 10 5-gallon buckets.
I'm guessing that they were all eliminated by the DNR.
Yes. Yes,
yep.
All of them. You don't even see one anymore.
No.
You used to enter the Wye River and you would see thousands of them there.
Yeah.
And now there's none.
Yeah. Well, I still hear the tundra swans when I'm deer hunting up in Queenstown. There's a couple spots up there they like to show up, and I love hearing them going over. You know, the tundras go over my tree stand first, and then the snow geese, and then the Canadas. So you sit there in the evening and you hear all these different calls, and you know you don't want to look up or move your head too fast, but you kind of wait till they go by and you sneak a little look up there, and those beautiful swans and snow geese and Canadas are all headed to where they're headed for the roost for the night. So, yeah.
Well, every Sunday morning I drive to Easton, and I'm always curious as to where the geese are at. I know you're familiar with that local group of geese.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're right on 50, sometimes they're down on by the Elks Club. They're all over the place.
The high school is one of the gathering spots, and then also back there off the bypass, there's a couple spots back there where that local bunch stays. But they're scattered out all. I haven't seen any migrators yet. I don't know if anybody has heard or seen anything yet, but it's a little bit early. Usually,
I haven't seen any, and I live where I sit at. I'm right between the Wye River and Chester River in Queenstown. And
yep.
They usually come over my house going from one body of water to the next.
Yeah, it's a little early.
I haven't seen any yet, so.
Yeah. I'm guessing, what is this, end of September? Probably about 3 weeks, I would think, they'll start coming in. We'll see them. We'll see them
soon
enough.
They're going for a cold front next week, so maybe,
ooh.
You know, when you usually get that first good cold front coming through and that wind, and that brings them down.
Yeah, might have to get out there with the bow next week. We'll see. We'll see. Busy week coming up. So, well, Jim, I'll tell you, recognize the voice, and I love to hear from you. And I do remember those conversations about those big old mute swans you had. So I appreciate it.
Years ago, MPT came down and made a film of it. And so and back in their record somewhere, it was on TV. They used to show me out there feeding the swans and everything. But they probably won't put that out anymore because back in those days they were protecting mute swans. Now they're probably glad the Department of Natural Resources went down and got rid of them. But there's a film out there somewhere with me feeding them the geese.
I bet there is. Yeah, I remember one lady that owned a restaurant here in town. The restaurant's been going for a long, long time. She had flyers in her store or in her restaurant, you know, sitting on every table, you know, talking about how horrible it was to get rid of these gorgeous swans and that type of thing. But, you know, invasive is invasive, you know, snakehead, blue cat, you name it.
They weren't only in the Wye River when you went through the Narrows and everything.
They were everywhere.
All over the place. But
yeah. I was in Cecil County talking to my scoring director yesterday at his job, and something hit me on the leg and I looked down. It was a spotted lanternfly, and I've seen him this year in Carroll County. I've seen him in Frederick County. I've seen him in Western. They're everywhere. I don't know what we're ever going to do with that, and how they ever got, Asian stink bug. You know, there's all kinds of pests out there.
The stink bugs are terrible in tomatoes. They just put that little sting, little teeny sting in the tomato, and the next thing you know, it turns into a spot. And
yep.
That's one of the biggest problems around here. I haven't seen any of the others yet, but I've read about them all over the place. So
yeah, mostly on the other side. Yeah, but there's one particular tree that they like, and my buddy up in Galena has them, and that was one of the biggest and first sightings on the shore was at his property. So, all right, Jim, listen, I appreciate the call.
I appreciate you, Alan, and just want to let all your listeners know that we have never met before, but I feel like we're friends for 30-some years.
Exactly right.
That's exactly it. So it's
exactly right. Well, I live in Easton, so you, if you want to just get put on hold, Aaron will give you my number. You can call me sometime and we'll have breakfast.
That sounds good, Alan.
All right, Jim. Good. Just stay on the line and talk to Aaron. He'll give you my cell phone, okay?
Okay. Sounds
all right. You're the man. Let's talk to Dan in Sparrows Point. Morning, Dan. How are you?
How you doing, Alan? You got
I'm good.
A good show. I've been listening to the show, too, for a long time.
Oh, good. I appreciate that.
I want to get along with the muzzleloader and the tackle box, if I could, please.
Okay. We can do that. Put you down.
I like your show. Your show is really good, especially when you play Hank Jr. He's the greatest. He is the best.
Yeah.
I like when you play him.
Yeah. Well, Hank Jr., we're taking requests, I guess. We got Dead Skunk in the middle of the road. Road ahead of you, so put something up there by Hank.
Oh, that's fine. I appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy.
We're out there and take
always.
Care. Thank you for your great show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You have a wonderful day. See you.
You too, man. Be careful.
Bye bye.
God bless you.
God bless you. I love it. We got great listeners. You know that? We really do. We really do. So, let's see. What do we got? You hear that beeping in the background, folks. That's just my text going on. We have a lot of listeners that like to text during the show, which is fine. I love talking to them and texting with them. It gives me a little bit extra to do. So, look, end of summer's here. We're into fall, but we've still got some great crabs out there and some wonderful weather coming up for you to get together with your family in the backyard. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's on Kent Island? Maybe not if this year, next year. At least you can look and see what they've got. You know, you've used that old wood picnic table to its demise this year, and it's time. So stop by. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, and 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island, but if you drive in there on Drummer Drive, you can see it all up close and personal. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops and pergolas and gazebos, all in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery of the big stuff within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. Buy Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Might be a couple Traegers left over, a couple Memphis left over. You'll have to see. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits just ready for fall. Yes, indeed. They've got themes on them. They've got ducks and they've got fish and they've got cannabis and any other theme that you'd like to have, and fire rings too. Browse the great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and or budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50. Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Plenty of crabbing, plenty of fishing left. They've got all the rods and reels and tackle for you. They've got the pen reels, spinning reels. They've got the Fluger rods and reels, which I like. The President Series spinning reel, I've got three of them, and they work great. Kids fishing combos, ugly sticks, St. Croix fishing rods, premium line to install on your reels for fall fishing. Why not stop by and check out the crabbing supplies, too? Still some good crabbing left, that's for sure. Crabs are getting bigger. The wood baskets and lids, they've got the plastic baskets, they've got the trot line, the open-top crab traps, the crab steamers, and their own brand of crab seasoning, plus all the accessories, the nets and the gloves and the measures and all that. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, fishing lures, fishing hooks, fishing weights, tackle for any type of fishing that you do. And they've got the circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes for rockfish as well. Clyde's is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227. That's in the Lansdowne Halethorpe section. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, www.clydesportshop.com. Clydesportshop.com is their website. Clyde's has been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors: molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs,
Fisher's Popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pot, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Speaking of dragging the line, we've been hearing from Lee all morning, Lee Hale, about catching some beautiful fresh run, ocean run rockfish in the upper bay on eels, and also catching some big blue cats as well. Maybe we'll talk with Lee next hour about that. We have a couple listeners that have loaded up on their Hawk rifle scopes, and hopefully we'll get a report on that, how the scopes are shooting. And I know that talked to one fella, he said it's just doing great. So we'll see. Maybe we'll hear from them. So giving away a muzzleloader next hour. Next 45 minutes, we'll be giving away a muzzleloader. Tackle Box Tim will be giving away a tackle package of surface lures for rockfish and whatever you want to use them on the surface for. So there's the music. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Remember, your family is the most important thing. Faith, family, freedom, and friends. You'd pick the order. I think faith and family are one and two. All right. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you after the break. We'll be right back.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.